Hello everybody, my name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to do an update on the last video I did on the PCA, where we talked about the David French scandal that they had on their hands, and now I want to give the update on that. Good news, the PCA has canceled David French and the panel that he was going to be participating in. This is a big time victory for Christians fighting to maintain orthodoxy in their denominations. This is great news. We don't often get news this good, like a denominational victory this big. So we gotta take it, celebrate it. Hopefully we have some more coming at the Southern Baptist Convention this year, next month. I think there's gonna be some victories there, but we'll do that on a different video. But first, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at our Patreon-like system at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That gives you access to bonus content, some hot takes and stuff like that behind the scenes. But we have a free newsletter that gives you Christian news in your inbox each and every day. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. So where we left off, the PCA was platforming David French. If you're unfamiliar with who David French is, he is one of the biggest sellouts in evangelicalism. This is someone who has changed his position on so many key issues just for worldly acclaim. That acclaim came in the form of, you know, being employed by the New York Times. He sold out to Branch Davidianism, transgenderism, homosexuality, and a host of other liberal causes. He's definitely someone that Donald Trump broke, and he's also partnered with Curtis Chang and Russell Moore to do a curriculum that was being financed by some dark money. Again, we've talked about that in the past, and that curriculum was likely going to be what was brought up in the seminar that they're going to have. Now, the seminar was titled How to Be Supportive of Your Pastor and Church Leaders in a Polarized Political Year, which is kind of a tone deaf seminar to even have at a denominational general assembly. Because if you think about it, you're going to tell pastors how they can be supportive of other pastors and not pastors how they can support their congregations, how they can shepherd their congregations. The entire thing was backwards, putting the cart before the horse. When the reality, and then to make matters worse, they had someone with such low character, such bad theology as David French. So that was a huge issue. That was a huge scandal. And now the PCA has canceled the seminar, and you love to see that. So in an announcement, the PCA announced that the assembly-wide seminar has been canceled. And here's a quote from the committee that was in charge of that. The concerns have been raised about the seminar and its topic have been so significant that it seems to be wisest for the peace and unity of the church not to proceed in this way. Instead, the seminar time will be allocated to a prayer convocation that humbly petitions our God for the good of his church in a polarized political year, utilizing the means of grace provided by our Lord for his people. So they recognize that, you know, if you're trying to do a church event on polarization, you shouldn't have someone as polarizing as David French. Brian Chappell, who's like, you know, a PCA clerk of sorts, he further is included in the statement where he specifically says, "I apologize to the members and staff of the administrative committee for the controversy over the upcoming General Assembly seminar. Concerns about a panel participant, David French, have caused some brothers to be concerned for the witness of our church and other brothers to be concerned for how our church processes differing views while protecting reputations. I am thankful for both sets of brothers and regret that my composition of panelists has put them at odds with each other. The purpose of this seminar was to help our churches deal with political tensions, and instead, controversy has ensued. This is contrary to the intended purposes of the seminar and the purposes that the AC, Administrative Committee, by the way, members and staff have so conscientiously pursued with me over the last 4 years. We have worked together to advance peace and unity of the church, trying to build trust and godly expression among those of differing viewpoints. Had I known some of the ways that the panelist has expressed himself, so he's talking about David French specifically here, or has been understood in his past writings, I would have made a different choice for the purposes of this seminar, without seeking to debate or invalidate the merits of any brother's concerns. I acknowledge that I did not become aware of significant background issues before making this decision. This was my mistake, and I apologize to the PCA that I love. So, Brian Chappell, give him a round of applause for taking some personal responsibility and doing the right thing. And he also, you know, there's an acknowledgement of who David French is and how having him there was untenable. He said that he was unaware of his background. Little hard to believe, because if you knew who David French was to book him in the first place, you should have known his background was as polarizing, which is the polite way to say it, and as whorish is probably the more accurate way to say it, he really is. So, as I said in the last video, traditionally supporting homosexual marriage, such as David French, has led to the deplatforming in Christianity because such a compromise was outside of biblical sexuality. We had an Overton window. David French is well outside the historical Overton window in evangelicalism. The activism of Christians led to the PCA reversing course on inviting a man of low character and bad theology as David French. And this is a tweet by William Wolfe. He says, "The cancellation of David French panel is a product of righteous and measured activism on the Christian right, Chris Rufo style." And by the way, Chris Rufo is not really someone that I take seriously personally, because he supports degeneracy, but I understand there's a comparison being made. Ben Dunson's piece at AM Reformer played a huge role, as did Megan Basham's reporting, and Sean Davis, I believe that's the guy from the Federalist messaging. So, this story is yet another example of why discernment ministries are necessary and effective. Like, this is a W. We shouldn't take away from the W. And you're going to see a lot of screeching from woke preachers about how dare they invoke cancel culture against us? How dare they attack us? How dare they use the systems that we've weaponized against us? And the reason why you're going to see that reaction is because they are scared. They are scared, and you love to see that, because their careers could be threatened. If they lose this this grip on evangelicalism that they have because of their liberal positions, that threatens their ability to get dark money. Curtis Chang, and he's someone that's specifically concerned and reaching out about it, or Duke Kwan, this threatens their ability to get, you know, outside the church funding for these types of nefarious ministries, because they won't have any clout in the evangelical church. So this is a huge W, and hopefully the first of many W's like it, and that people like David French, Russell Moore, and Curtis Chang are ran out of the church until they repent for being wolves. So that's some good news for today. My name's Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this kind of content, subscribe to the channel or podcast. If you're new, stay based. Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big.